Hi, my name is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to use the ASP.NET Merge utility that allows you to merge compiled assemblies in an ASP.NET website. And there's a number of options that you can use to control how those assemblies emerge, and we'll take a look at them one at a time. Let's create a sample website that we can compile and then use the Merge utility on. So I'm just going to create a little sample website here. And we're going to call this website VB. And let me just put it in the VB folder. And when you download sample source code that comes with this video, you'll get it in C# as well as the Visual Basic that we're going to use here in the demo. So let me just add a few folders to our sample website so we have a little bit of content that we can compile and merge. So we'll just create a folder called Customers. Let's create one called Orders. Let's say create an admin folder. And last but not least, let's create one called Reports. Let me just put a default ASPX into each of these folders. So there's a page in there that can be compiled. And we'll just leave it with default ASPX. We'll add one to customers. Add one to orders. And one to reports. We already have one in the root. And the last thing I want to create is a theme for the website, because as part of the merge process, you have some different things that happen to the theme information that's within your website. So I want to be able to show you that. So we'll add a new ASP.NET folder. We'll add a theme. And let's just call it our default screen theme. So now we have our sample website. Let's first go out and look at how you compile this website as a basis for using the ASP.NET Merge utility. Now the ASP.NET Merge utility works on merging assemblies from a website that's already compiled. So in order to use the utility, what you have to do is compile your website. And you may be familiar with this option here called Build Publish Website. And it has this dialog window where you can select the output location for the compilation process, as well as a few other parameters, including whether or not you pre-compile the site and then can update it. So what we're going to do is actually go out to the command line utility, because if you're not familiar with that, it's an important tool and can complement the ASP.NET Merge utility quite nicely, because the command line compiler has a few more options and therefore some additional flexibility beyond what you get in that publish website dialog window that we saw here. So let me flip over to a command window. And what we want to use is the ASP.NET underscore compiler command line utility. And actually, this command line utility, in case you haven't used it, is what's called by that publish website dialog window, which is essentially just a UI front end on this command line utility. Now, what I've done is actually typed in the various arguments that we're going to use in the compilation process, because the paths for the website are quite long and the odds of making a mistake would have been pretty high. So here's the command that we're going to execute, and let me just use the mouse here and point out the major things that are going on. So we're running the ASP.NET underscore compiler utility, and the first thing that we need to specify is the minus V option. And what this option does is it specifies the name of the virtual path to the website. In this case, it's just a folder-based website, so we're calling it website VB. And then the minus P option is used, and that specifies the actual physical path of the website. And if you follow that all the way along, essentially it's in a folder called website VB. And then the third and last argument here is this long path, and that's specifying the output folder for our compiled website, and I've just called that pre-compile. And I'll include all of these compiled outputs that we generate here, and then the results of the merge utility in the sample code download, so you'll have them and be able to compare them back to this sample website that we've created. So let's go ahead and compile our website, and then I want to take a look at the output, because that is an important thing to understand before we use the merge utility. So here we go. We'll run the compilation process. Should only take a moment because it's a small website. And once this is done, what we're going to do now is we're going to flip over and look at the output of this in the Windows Explorer. Now we have a new folder called precompiled, and as you remember, that was in the output path I specified with the minus p option in the compiler. Let's go into that and look at it. And if you're familiar with compiling a site, we have the precompiled app config file. We have our ASPX file here in the root. And as you know, and you can see by it's only 1K in size, if we take that and let's just open it up here in Visual Studio for a moment, what's happened is that there's no UI code, no markup here in our ASPX file. And it essentially just has a pointer over to the compiled assembly. So let's go back over to the folder, and what we really want to look at here is the results of the compilation process here in the bin folder. And we have a number of files here, and first let me point out the naming convention that's being used. And there essentially here is a DLL or assembly that represents each folder in our website. And they all start with app underscore web. And then there's a kind of hash slash randomly generated name to represent each folder. So you can see here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different assemblies representing, in essence, 4 folders, and then the root of the website is considered the 5th folder. And we also have a separate assembly here for our theme, and as you can see, what we have is app underscore theme, and then the name of the theme, if you may recall, is default screen, and it uses that theme name in naming the assembly. And then we also have a .compiled file associated with each of our assemblies that has some information that specifies, or I should say, associates the folder with the files and the assembly that represents the compiled version of that information. Let me just open that up here in Visual Studio as well. We'll just take a quick look at it, and you can see that there's some declarative syntax in here that specifies some of the files in the folder. In this case, this represents the customers folder. And then there's a similar file for each of the other assemblies or folders in our compiled website. Now I want to do one more thing with a basic compilation process, and then we'll come back and we'll start to look at how the merge utility works. So let's go back over to our command tool. So this first version of the website that we compiled was not updatable, meaning that if we wanted to make a change to the website, we would need to recompile the entire website and then redeploy the results of the compilation process. And as you may know, there's a second option, which is that you can compile the site and allow the UI aspect, that is the ASPX pages, the ACX user controls, and so on, to be updatable. And I want to create a compiled version that has those, that updatable option, so you can look at the output and compare it. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to put a new folder name in our destination called updatable. And let me just go back to the beginning here after the ASP.NET compiler command. I want to use the dash u option. And what that does is it makes the compilation output updatable. So let's run this. And as soon as this is done, we'll go take a quick look at the output here. What we want to look at is specifically the bin folder. So now we have a second site that's compiled and updatable. The ASPX pages are here again, but in the ASPX pages now, you'd have the complete declarative syntax that you would have when you created it in Visual Studio. And the difference in this compilation process is you can see there are fewer files here, and essentially, since all of the UI aspects, the ASPX pages, the theme, specifically are now not compiled and can be updated without recompiling the site, the compiled version of that aspect of the site is not here in the bin folder. So all we have is one assembly per folder in the site. Remember, the root counts at a folder. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 assemblies again. Same naming convention, app web, and then a randomly generated name. However, these assemblies don't contain the compiled version of the user interface code, such as the ASPX pages, and the first one did. And when we merge it, that has some effect on how we run the merging process, because there are different options with a compiled site that's updatable and a compiled site that's not updatable. So now let's go back over to the command line utility. And now let's take a look at the ASP.NET merge utility. Let me just clear out the screen. So what does the merge utility do? Well, in essence, as the name implies, you can merge the compiled output assemblies if you want. And the other thing you can do is you can control the naming convention that's used with the compiled assemblies. So if we go back over here and look at the compiled output, in this case, it's our updatable website. As you can see, it's really hard to figure out what the names of these assemblies are in relation to the folders that they represent on the site. And that could become problematic even here in this small site, but if you had a very large site with lots of folders, we'd have a number of assemblies here. So it would make the deployment rather difficult if, in essence, we wanted to update a single folder in the website, which you can do if you were to recompile the site and redeploy that particular assembly representing the folder that you wanted to update. So if we could give names to these assemblies that were more meaningful, it would be helpful to us in our deployment process. So let's look at that capability first. And what I want to do is just go up here to the root, and I'm actually going to make a copy of these two compiled sites that we did. So as we run through each of the merge options, we'll work on a specific set of folders, and I'll rename the folders so when you download the sample source code, you'll know which folders correspond to which option in the merge utility. And that brings us to our first point about the merge utility, in that you need to compile your site first, and then the merge utility is used as a second step, and it actually processes the pre-compiled site. So unlike the compilation process where you can specify a target folder, you actually are affecting the site that you have already compiled. So in this case, that's why I'm going to create a copy of our compiled site, because each time we run the merge process with a different option, it's going to affect the compiled folder that we've created. So we'll go back over to our command line utility, and let me just show you the various options for the merge utility. So it's ASP.NET underscore merge. We'll just do dash question mark to see the options. And as you can see here, there's nice documentation on each of the options and what they mean. And there really are three main options that we're going to focus on here in the video today. All of them, you specify the application path, and that is, as it says, the physical path of the pre-compiled application. And we have those two folders called pre-compiled and pre-compiled updatable for our demo here. And then you can specify a number of options, and the first, second, and third ones we're going to look at are called prefixed, W, and O. And we'll go into a little more detail about each one as we use it. So the first one we're going to do is called prefix. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow us to control the name of the assemblies as they are in the compiled output bin folder. As you saw, they're rather cryptic names right now. So let's take a look at how that option works. Let me just clear the screen. And I've typed in the command ahead of time, much like we did with the compiler, because once again we have to use those long paths. So let me just cycle back up. Here's our command. And what I've done is specified the ASP.NET merge command utility, the path to our precompiled folder. As you can see right here now, remember the precompiled is the output that is not updatable. And then I've specified the prefix option, and I'm using the prefix HDI for how do I videos. So let's go ahead and run the merge utility. And once it's complete, we'll go over and take a look at the output and see how it changed the original folder's bin assemblies. We'll go over to the website, take a look. Remember, we worked on the precompiled folder. Go down into the bin, and you can see the file names are quite a bit different than in the first time we did this. They're actually pretty intuitive now. And the naming convention is our prefix, followed by the name of our website, in this case, website VB. This particular assembly represents the root folder. And then we have additional assemblies that represent each of the child folders. Here we have customers, admin, orders, and reports. So those names make it pretty easy to figure out which of these assemblies goes with which folder in the website. And then the other thing that's different here is we have just one assembly called theme. And if you recall, in the precompiled output that we did, there was a DLL called theme default screen, because default screen was the name of our theme. And in that case, there would have been one assembly per theme in our website. We happen to have one. And what's happened here is that all of the themes in the website are merged into this single assembly called theme.dll. And that's a consistent name. You'll always have it called theme.dll. And we had one theme, but multiple themes, they all would have been here in this single assembly. And then we also have the compiled files, which represent the different pieces or entities within our website, and they contain that declarative syntax that point to the corresponding assembly that they relate to. So you can see here there's a distinct difference when you compile with the prefix option, and then use the prefix option in the merge utility, that we get a nice consistent naming convention for our assemblies, which would make it a lot easier for us to deploy now, not just the website, but especially to make an update to the website. Now, the downside of this is that we still have one assembly per folder. And if we were to have a very large website with lots of assemblies representing each of the folders, our compilation and deployment process, even with the merge utility, could still be somewhat cumbersome, although it's likely better than with the compiler alone, but still could be somewhat cumbersome. So now we'll take a look at the other two options that are available with the merge utility to see how they affect the output on the merge website. And I was just thinking, why don't we just go back over, let's run that again, and let's run it on the updatable output. Let's just do that quickly. We'll take a look at what the merge utility does to our updatable website, because it's similar to what we just saw, but it's slightly different. So we'll go back over here. Let's go up down into our updatable site. And you can see here that what's happened is, because we have these assemblies representing just the code behind and not the user interface components, the naming convention is similar to what we saw before, but it only includes the name of the folder. For instance, hdi.customers represents the code behind or the code in the customers folder. Let me just go back up here. And let me just quickly rename these folders, because as I said, I'm going to leave them for the sample source code. So we'll just call this prefix, and we'll call the other one prefix. So you recall, we'll recall that these represent the prefix option on the merge utility. Now, before we look at the other two options with the merge utility, let me go back over to the website, because what I want to do is add an app code folder with a class in it. And the reason I want to do this is because one of the next options we're going to look at impacts whether or not the code in the app code folder gets compiled, or rather I should say whether the compiled assembly representing the classes in the app code folder gets merged. So there we have our new app code folder. Let's go back over here to the command window, and what I've done is I've compiled this new version of the website, and I'll show you that folder in just a moment. Same approach as we saw a moment ago, and what I'll do is, since we're going to get quite a few folders, is in the README for the download, I'll include a list of the folders and what each folder represents. So if we back up here, what I've done is typed in the command that we're going to use, which is the minus O option, and the new folder name is called appcode, just in addition to precompiled updatable. So let's go ahead and run the merge utility on this compiled version of the website. As soon as it's done, we'll go over and take a look. So here we have some new folders. As what I've done is just compiled them in the same mode and put the word appcode on the end, indicating this is the compiled updatable version of the website, which has the appcode folder. And that's the one we worked on, so let's go in there. Look at what's happened here. What's happened is that we have compiled the entire website down into a single assembly called hdi.dll. So in this case, our deployment is relatively straightforward from an assembly's perspective. There's just one assembly. We still have the placeholder files, so to speak, for all the ASPX, ASCX, and so on. But the rest of the site has been compiled. And if we go back up here, and I had already made copies of these, let's go down in here to the version before we use the merge utility, and you'll see that what we have is the assemblies representing the folders in the website, as well as an assembly representing the app code folder. And with this minus O option, everything has been merged into a single assembly. So this is a good option if you want to merge everything right down into one assembly. The difference here is that because there is one assembly, if we recompile the website because of a change, we're going to have to merge it down and then redeploy this single assembly. But it does make the deployment simpler in the sense that there is a single assembly. So that's what the minus O option does on the merge utility. Let's go back over. And what we want to do now is look at the other option, which is minus W. So now let's take a look at the W option, which is the third option of the three that we're going to look at here in the demo today related to the merge utility. Let me just cycle back up to our O option, and we're going to process or merge the precompiled updatable folder again. And let me just put W in there. And let me go in and we'll just put app code, because we want to work on the version of the compiled website that has that app code folder. Let's just merge that, and as soon as this is done, we'll go over and take a look. And what I did just is I renamed the previous one we did with the O option to have O option in the folder name, so you know what that is. So let's go down into the precompiled updatable app code version of the compiled website into bin. And what we have here is similar to the O option in that we have a single assembly related to the entire web content in the site, but we also have an app code DLL. So what happens with the W option is it only merges those assemblies which represent the content of the website, the content being the assemblies related to the ASPX, ASCX, and so on. It doesn't merge what are called the top-level assemblies. The app code folder is an example of a top level assembly. The app web resources and the app global resources would also be considered top level assemblies. So this option gives you the capability to just update the web content portion of your website for deployment as represented in the single HDI DLL assembly that you can see here. What we would need to do if an aspect of our content changed, such as a page, is we would need to go back and redeploy this HDI DLL once we had merged it together. And in this case, we're in an updatable site, so that we could leave this HDI assembly alone if we only change the declarative syntax in, say, an ASPX page. If we did the same options on a compiled site that was not updatable, then either with the O option, we'd have a single HDI assembly. And if we make any change to the website, we'd have to redeploy the HDI assembly after running the merge utility. Or if we had a website that we merged with a W option, then we would have to redeploy the HDI assembly in the event that we changed any of the content aspects of the website. Again, content means ASPX, ASCX. So let's go back over to our command utility. So I've looked at the major options for the merge utility. Essentially, there were three of them. One is the O option, which merges everything in your compiled website down into a single assembly. We looked at the W option, which merges all the web content assemblies, such as those representing the folders in your website, but it leaves what are called the top-level assemblies, such as the app code assembly that we saw in the demo. And then the third major option we looked at is the prefix option. And what that does is it gives you the ability to control the name of the assemblies in the merge process. It doesn't reduce the number of assemblies, but it does allow you to get more meaningful names for the assemblies, and that can help you in deployment. I should mention that each of these three major options that we looked at here today in the video are mutually exclusive, and you can only use one of them at a time. So let me just cycle back, clear the screen. Let me bring that up again. And what I want to point out here before we finish up is there are a number of other more detailed options that you can use with the merge utility that control some of the more specific behaviors of the utility in terms of, for example, whether or not debugging information is included. And I encourage you to take a look at the online documentation or even just the help in the command line here to determine which of those options might be useful to you when you use the merge utility. So I encourage you to download the sample source code. As I said, I'll put a little README file which explains what is in each of the folders that we created here in the demo today. And that is available in Visual Basic, which we used here in the demo, as well as in C Sharp. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using the ASP.NET Merge utility to merge assemblies from a compiled output of an ASP.NET website. Thank you.